This is KNKX. What's in a name? It turns out, a lot. We find out what went into naming Seattle's new professional hockey team, the Kraken, and we get a history lesson in the process from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Well, Art, what do you think?
I like it. It's unique, and that's a big deal. I think it really does work just because it's a menacing creature of mythology. And speaking of mythology, I think it's okay to have a fictional thing because, hey, we had that here in Seattle in the 1970s. Do you remember the Supersonics NBA team? The Sonics were named after a plane in the 1970s that the Boeing company wanted to build but never did, the Supersonic Transport.
And getting to the Kraken took a while. A lot went into it.
Right. There's always a labored process when you're dealing with a new nickname because so many others have it in some shape or form. Kraken is in a lot of mythology. It's actually first appeared in the 13th century as a part of a Scandinavian myth. And it's been around and it's on the labels of a rum. And there's also a cryptocurrency with the name Kraken. There was a lot of negotiations, I'm sure, to get the trademark cleared for this. And in fact, there was a lot of deception going on because there was an ESPN story this week that talked about how the club went to great lengths to disguise its intent. They filed false trademarks and false registrations around the world. They just didn't want it to leak and they succeeded.
Well, a lot of people are wondering why the Metropolitans weren't chosen. Of course, that's the name of Seattle's original hockey team that won the Stanley Cup back in 1917.
Well, that one got killed pretty quickly. NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman came to a press conference in Seattle and said, "We already have a division called the Metropolitan Division. We can't have a team that's going to offer up a mascot called the Metropolitan." So that was the end of that story, except in the jersey that the club has designed, there is an S in the shape of the S that the Metropolitans wore on the front of their jerseys over 100 years ago. So that's a little homage to the Mets, but that's as close as they could come.
Right. And speaking of the jerseys and the design, let's talk a little bit more about the overall look.
It's one of the best designs I've seen. They've got a couple of different shades of blue, a dark navy black, no white, and they've also got a red accent. And the images they've shown online, I think, are very cool. It's going to be a very popular thing among sports fans. They can finally get their lust for this sated. I can't believe over the last 18 months how many times I've been asked the question, what are they going to name the team? That's over, and now my life is empty. But I think everybody's going to like the Kraken.
Right, and so now that they have a name, that's a big hurdle. What's next?
The next item on the agenda is the naming of a new coach, which won't happen until after the NHL playoffs are over. They're just beginning now in Canada, and they will conclude a couple of months from now. And then the expansion draft happens. That's when the other teams give up players to stock the Seattle roster. And then the regular season has been pushed back to December 1st, 2021. That's important because Seattle needs all the time it can because it lost construction time with the shutdown related to the coronavirus spread. They should be ready to go on December 1st of 2021 with a regular season, with a new arena, new colors, and a cool nickname.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.